Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I haven't even talked about how for 3 days we've launched the new PrisonPlanet.tv. Only a few little bugs. Turning really bugs. It's like people trying to find the free audio postings and things like that on there. All my films, Obama Deception, Super High Quality, Endgame, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, archives of the last almost year of us doing these live TV shows, simulcasting during the radio show. By the way, we go live in the next segment with Mike Rivero joining us from Hawaii. Jason Burmis live 9 to midnight, adding the visual element here in the TV studio with documents and video clips coming up 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. All of that there at the new PrisonPlanet.tv. Expanded extras on my films like Endgame 1.5, $5.95 a month, and it funds this operation and what we're doing here. So I do want to encourage folks to go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership if you've never tried it out. It takes about a minute to sign up, create your username and passcode, get a trial monthly membership of $5.95, and you can go in and download Endgame and Terror Storm and the Obama Deception on DivX and burn it to regular CDs that play in almost all the new DVD players. Talk about an activist tool. It's really good quality. Go in there and burn the disc all day or get the most high-quality disc by going to the secure online video bookstore at Infowars.com and ordering the Obama Deception on DVD. And, of course, it has about 30 minutes of extras as well. That's in the very highest quality, and that's what I recommend you make copies from if you're giving them out to friends and family. And, yes, your purchase of the film also makes what we do here possible. So continue to support us financially as well. Please go to Infowars.com and go check out the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart for hundreds of great titles, including all 22 of my films. By the way, my book, Descent into Tyranny, is almost out of print. There's about 100 regular copies left, and I'm going to do 1 to 100 of the last 100 that are signed. But those are almost sold out. But it'll always be at PrisonPlanet.tv in the ebook format, just like Paul Watson's book I published, Order Out of Chaos, is at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can burn it to disk or print it out. I mean, there's just so many functions. 5 years. It's now the fifth anniversary coming up in 3 days. We launched it April 10th, 5 years ago. What, 2004? April 10th, 5 years ago. So we've launched the new PrisonPlanet.tv. Right on time. And ladies and gentlemen, you can also call toll-free to get any of my films or ask about any of the combos and specials we have or to get a free brochure, free catalog, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Also, I would, just finishing up what I was saying earlier about the media trying to play the police and military off against the citizens, this is not going to work. This is not going to be successful. But in the process of the globalists trying this, it's going to get a lot of citizens killed, a lot of innocents killed, a lot of police and military killed. I mean, folks, there's over 100 million gun owners in this country, and if 1% decide to fight back, that is 1 million combatants. Please, military and police, it will only help the New World Order. They don't care about you dying. They want to create civil war in this country. They want to create destruction. We want a peaceful revolution of information. We want to arrest the bankers, bring them to justice. That is the peaceful, judicial, lawful way to do this. And we're just coming off the heels of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette having to retract that the white supremacist cop killer was attacking me on Stormfront Infowars.com, the post, we have them, you know, and his buddies saying I'm a Zionist agent, totally made up, totally ridiculous. Israel just loves that. We legitimately criticize Israel. We don't do it from a quackish position. And they've had to retract at the Daily Kos and at Raw Story. You can read the bottom of Raw Story. They say they took me out of there. So that's the newspaper and two major websites retracting. Will the New York Times retract? Will the ADL retract? I'm not holding my breath. There's a reason the New York Times is going bankrupt, because everybody knows it's full of lies and propaganda. All right, Mike Rivero, straight ahead from Hawaii. Aloha. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now 8 minutes into this second hour. He joins us once a month. He runs the website whatreallyhappened.com. His name is Mike Rivero, joining us from Hawaii to get his perspective on things that are happening. Now, in the last hour of ranting and raving, I didn't even get into this report. Last Thursday, Kurt Nemo wrote a story about an illegal checkpoint that was mentioned in the news where they were going to have regular army, and this was statewide, by the way, we've now discovered, running checkpoints, searching people's cars, just randomly on the highway. And then local news has now reported they went ahead and did it in one town that we learned of. We wrote a story about regular army to run a checkpoint. Our listeners, because of WBCR and a few other affiliates we have in Tennessee, great folks out there, they called the governor, and the governor canceled it. We had state representative on the show, Johnny Shaw, from District 80 yesterday, talking about how it was upsetting people. Then we learned that they went ahead and did the drill with Air Force MPs, you name it, in other cities and towns. And Marion County News reported that the traffic was backed up for a mile as the U.S. Air Force troops, Homeland Security, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, National Guard, local police, just it goes on and on. Tennessee Department of Transportation, Tennessee Department of Revenue. And they didn't find any terrorists. They said they were looking for 24-style terrorists. But they did write some DWIs and write tickets and, you know, for dust on the bumper of a truck, an 18-wheeler. So they did raise a bunch of money. Just swarms of every agency in there feeding at the trough as the country collapses. And so I wanted to first, we're going to play that clip coming up. I first want to talk to Mike Rivero about that because, you know, we've had the mainstream media, Mike, attacking us, saying that there's no plan to put troops on the streets, as it's in the Army Times and the Washington Post. They say, oh, that's a conspiracy, Glenn Beck says. There's no plan to put troops on the streets. But then, meanwhile, they're just doing it everywhere.
Yeah, we're seeing this all over the country, and it's a big problem. It's incrementalism. They're trying slowly but surely to get ordinary American citizens used to the idea of military people in the streets at all time. And yet, it is a violation of posse comitatus. And it's like the old saying about once the camel gets that nose under the edge of the tent, the camel is coming in. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everybody used to the idea of literally an America under U.S. military occupation, exactly the same thing they're doing in Iraq. Exactly the same thing they're doing in Afghanistan, exactly the same thing they're trying to do in Iran. And if you think about it, checkpoints with armed military people and traffic jams a mile back, that's the kind of things we see being done in Gaza all the time. And Americans should be very concerned and very angry about this because we're all being treated like criminals. Why? We're not the criminals here. We are not criminals, and we should refuse to be treated like criminals. The whole point of the Bill of Rights is that the government is not allowed to treat law-abiding citizens as anything other than law-abiding citizens. They're not allowed to come into our homes and our cars just to look around at random on the off chance they might see something.
Well, I mean, this is classical tyranny to have troops on the street searching you in the middle of the country. You know, they claimed 9/11 was about al-Qaeda and it was just for them losing their rights. Whoever al-Qaeda was, al-Qaeda, now they're coming out and saying, oh, no, it's Americans. The Army's here to fight crime, and you don't get due process, and we're preparing to engage you and take over the states. And meanwhile, they've got the military and all the public schools now recruiting by federal law. They're converting hundreds and hundreds of public schools to military academies. They've got the BATF in, the 7th and 8th grade, with semester courses. What's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet? I mean, I have local news ads the police run saying, tattle on your parents, we give you $200. I mean, this is Stasi. And then suddenly, oh, the Army's here, the Air Force is here. Oh, there's fiesta in San Antonio. We're going to have MPs out from the Army base and the Air Force base searching you. And they're just doing it, clearly because the bankers are looting and robbing and stealing everything, and they're afraid of us ever getting control of our government again, legally and lawfully, and bringing them to justice.
That's exactly right. What this is about is political repression. They know that they have lost the ability to lie to the American people and get away with it, so now it's just deteriorating into absolute thugism. When capitalism fails, it becomes fascist, and that's exactly where we are right now. They're trying to loot the country. It's not going to go on much longer. I don't think they can hold it together much longer. But while they're continuing to loot the country, they're going to have the armed guards making sure that we don't stand up and say, look, that's our money. Please take your hands off of it. In fact, give it back to us. And they're looking at what's happening in Europe in places like Iceland and Czechoslovakia, or the Czech Republic, rather. They're obviously very concerned that we're going to start seeing mass riots here as the economy continues to deteriorate. And we, the American people, are going to start saying it is time to get rid of this corrupt government and get something better that works for the people in its place. It already happened in Iceland. It's happening in other countries around the world. This is a global revolt, or a global reboot, if you will, where everybody is saying this style of capitalism, this style of banking is great for the rich, it is terrible for the ordinary people, and it is time to change the system again to something that works for us. And that's what they're afraid of. And they're going to stand there with their guns guarding their treasure houses and just grab onto as much as they can before they get kicked out.
Exactly. Bloomberg Financial, every few months new numbers come out. We always sit with horror waiting. 2 weeks after the bailout, it was $2.2 trillion. A couple months later, it was $5.5 trillion. Then it was $8.7, then $9.8. And then now the newest numbers come out, $12.8 trillion, just shy of the entire GDP in 6 months. I mean, this makes Weimar Republic stuff look tame. This makes Zimbabwe look tame. I mean, folks, for those that don't know, they've never had spending anywhere near this. This, and they're claiming we owe all this in tax money that was given to offshore banks. And then meanwhile, they've got army checkpoints popping up everywhere. I mean, this is highway robbery.
It's worse than that. It's slavery, because when they hand a bill to every American for $40,000, $50,000 and then have armed guards pointed at you to make sure that you're going to pay it off, with, you know, you don't have a choice in it anymore, that really is slavery. And one of the things we say around our website all the time is there is no freedom without the freedom to say no. We're always being told we're so free the terrorists hate us. But if we can't say no, then we are not free. We are slaves. 6 months ago, when TARP was first being ramrodded through the Congress, 90% of all phone calls to the Congress from Americans said, no, no way, do not use our money to fix a broken corporation. Congress did it anyway, even right before an election, which shows you how much force was being brought to bear. As you keep saying, the numbers keep going up and going up and going up. All Americans, working class and middle class Americans, are saying, please don't do this. You are selling our future to the bankers and financial institutions, to the Bernie Madoffs of the world. They just nailed another one of his feeders for fraud. They're all crooks, and our government is working hand in hand with them to loot the populace and just give it to the people who've already got so much money they can't remember how many homes they own. And we, the people, seem at this point unable to say no, and that means we are slaves.
Yeah, it's what, in the Times of London, with the former head of GMAC. In fact, guys,
yes.
Google Bernard Madoff and hit news, because I thought I printed it this morning. I don't have it. Feeding billions into Madoff. So they've got all sorts of scams going on. They're now saying that Alan Stanford, with the $10 billion stolen, Sir Alan Stanford by the Queen, running, was involved in money laundering for cocaine dealers. Well, of course. I mean, who do you think these people are?
Yeah, it's out of control, and the more we dig, we're starting to see it is just this incredible interconnected network of fraudsters and scamsters. And right now there's a huge, huge rush. I think one of the reasons why Barack Obama is trying so hard to get a new war going in Iran or North Korea, or it almost doesn't really matter, is as more and more of this financial corruption comes to light, especially here at tax time, where so many Americans are just angry over the whole tax system, we're starting to ask those questions we should have been asking all along. Is this really a legitimate government? Should I go on supporting it? And more people are saying, no, it's just a bunch of crooks that are serving their own interests. They're selling our future to the bankers, to the Federal Reserve. Why should I go on supporting that? And I think we're getting near to the sort of flashpoint we saw in Romania some years back, where it's just all going to explode. Barack wants a war that he can blame all of these problems on, and if he doesn't get it, I think the writing is on the wall. The American people are reaching the point where they're going to stand up and say, no, we have a right to say no. We are saying no.
And that's what the Rand Corporation said 6 months ago. They said, we need a war bigger than Iraq, a World War III, so the public will rally around the government through false patriotism so we can continue the looting. And so they're now, Israel saying, we may go ahead and strike Iran. We're going to go ahead and attack them. And then all hell's going to break loose with that, or they may just invade Pakistan. I'm just watching the news this morning. They're going, Taliban's getting ready to hit the White House. Taliban's getting ready to strike America. You can see them stage the terror attack, claim Pakistan did it, and we're off to the races there with a nuclear power. And then, oh, well, yeah, the banks are looting me of trillions a month, but I guess it's okay because I'm fighting brown people in a country I can't find.
Well, I think where the Rand Corporation has missed it, in fact, so many of these old Cold War fossils continue to make this mistake. They don't understand how the alternative media, how websites like Prison Planet and InfoWars and What Really Happened have changed the fundamental nature of the way information flows to our society. They may start a war assuming the American people are going to rally around the flag out of false patriotism, but that's not going to work if the American people already know that is the only reason for the war to exist.
Well, you're absolutely right. I want to walk through how you see this unfolding. I mean, this is the most critical time in history we're entering right now. We've been in it for about a year, but it just gets more and more intense. And our voices are more important than ever right now. That means your voices are more important than ever. And we have Mother Jones admitting Obama's getting ready to try to shut down the internet.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, fellow GCN Radio talk show host, Mike Rivero joins us right now. Coming up, I'm going to play a little clip of Lou Dobbs with the Mexican President Calderon saying U.S. officials are helping deal the drugs in the U.S. And Lou Dobbs says, I can't disagree with you. I've studied this and I agree. Of course, the CIA Selector General admitted in 96 in congressional hearings that the government's shipping in the majority of the narcotics. So just the phony drug war is falling apart. Everything's starting to implode inside this system. Mike Rivero, specifically on the Internet front, cybersecurity bill gives Obama dictatorial power over the Internet. Even Mother Jones admits with the headline, Should Obama Control the Internet, that this is a takeover. They're taking over the infrastructure, the very hubs of the companies, so that the government literally can shut it down or tap it without warrants, and that's admitted. And as you know, 3 weeks ago, the head of cybersecurity for Homeland Security over it quit, saying this is a threat to our free country, our threat to democracy, and our republic, in his words, by doing this. So there's your inside whistleblower that this is a total takeover. You got the New York Times coming out saying we need to gatekeep the Internet. We need to control free speech because the mainstream media can't compete with us.
No, they absolutely cannot, mostly because we've caught the mainstream. And well, actually, I call them the corporate media because the mainstream is shifting to us. The alternative media, the blogosphere, we're already outpacing traditional paper newspapers. We're neck and neck with the large radio networks like Clear Channel. We're catching up on TV. And the bottom line is this is a threat to the monopoly of information by the government and by the corporate media. They can't lie to us anymore. And if they can't lie to us, they can't control us. And unfortunately, our government is carrying so many lies forward accumulated over the last 200 years, they can't start telling the truth now. Or they're going to face some very embarrassing questions. And so they're kind of trapped by the fossilization of their mendacity, if you want a phrase for that. And so, yeah, they see the Internet as a threat, and they're trying to find ways to control it. They plant all kinds of public relations people on there to try and shout down dissenting points of view. They certainly monitor all of our websites and watch out for what we're saying and keep tabs on that. They fund and set up their own competing websites to try, as your song for the bumper was saying, to try and keep us squabbling amongst ourselves instead of uniting and realizing that the biggest problem with the United States is the United States government. And so, yeah, they're going to try and control it. They're going to try and shut it down. I don't think they can succeed any more than the people who wanted to shut down Gutenberg's movable type printing and inexpensive books were able to succeed with that. We already know that there is a networking system out there called FidoNet that operates without the big corporate fiber companies. It's a little slower than the traditional Internet, but it does work, and it can operate without being subject to government censorship or control because there is no physical infrastructure. It's all telephone to telephone to telephone. And remember, in the former Soviet Union, that corrupt government was brought down by a network of fax machines. That's all the Russian people had to spread the truth with, and that's what they use. People want the truth. They're going to go where the truth is to be found. If they find some way to shut down and turn the Internet into just a glorified new TV network, the people who want the truth are going to find a way to get to it. There'll always be a new alternative means of mass communication because now we know it is possible to accomplish.
Exactly. As they tax the web, shut it down, we make it a few thousand channels, as China's already done, as Australia's announced, you know, Chinese-style net censorship for Australia, and they say that's good. They're now trying it with ending net neutrality, Internet 2, all of these systems, and now having the federal government make companies bring in federal hubs to literally snoop and watch everything with no warrants. I mean, Obama said he was going to, you know, end Bush's warrantless wiretapping. He's going further than Bush did.
Yes, he absolutely is. There was a story we ran earlier today basically saying that Obama is expanding Bush's legal justification for warrantless snooping on all of our communications. And folks, here's the bottom line. Under this guise that our government is trying to find and deal with terrorists, they are treating us like we are the criminals. Every time we go through an airport, every time we send an email, every time we make a phone call, we are being treated as if we are the prisoners. That they are so terrified of us. They're trying to find some way they can stop us from communicating with each other. That's the reason for the police roadblocks. Keep us so scared we won't talk to each other.
Stay there. Repeat that when we come back. That's key. Oh, why is the army at the checkpoint? Oh, just the army's here now. Hi. Oh, by the way, we've trained your kids to tattle on you. And by the way, we're demonizing the Second Amendment. And by the way, we work for the bankers. Ha ha. I mean, come on, police and military. You really want to be in this position on the wrong side of history? Stay there, Mike Rivero. We'll be right back with a lot of other key news on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the Earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Polar feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Again, I want to encourage listeners out there to go to InfoWars.com and purchase the high-quality DVD of the Obama deception. I had a copy here somewhere. I was going to show folks on TV. It doesn't matter. The point is that this film shows you who runs the planet, what the bankers are doing, how they want a world government to take their Ponzi scheme scam, buy up the planet, then set up a giant global carbon tax to regulate and control every facet of our lives. I mean, this is the only issue, is what these bankers are doing and what's taking place with them. That's the big issue. Not Britney Spears and her new iPod, or Obama giving the Queen an iPod, or, you know, what Obama's, the First Lady's wearing today. The bankers have stolen the entire GDP of the nation in 6 months. As much as the country produces in a year, they've stolen in half a year. And they're only intensifying the stealing. And they're going to try to squeeze it out of you. And they've got about a third of the population, because remember, he only got a little bit more than half of the voters, and that was 60%. So he's got about a third of the population believing anything he says, anything he does. We got to reach out to those folks fast, because that's the cannon fodder, the forced volunteers that we cover in this film that he's going to use. This has the National Compulsory Service, It has the FEMA camps, all documented in the Obama deception. Available at Infowars.com or call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. This film needs to be seen by everyone. Okay, going back to Mike Rivero. Mike, getting into Madoff, I mean, I keep harping on this because what the banks have done with this Ponzi scheme, with this counterfeit money, which even Bill Moyers is having guests on, you know, saying it's a fraud, it's a takeover, it's a bank robbery. Mainstream news is now admitting that. We have to, instead of just going through this endless political pop system where they keep replacing it with the two parties that they own, don't we need to go for their indictment by grand juries and then investigations and go up the chain from Madoff and others that are involved in all of this corruption right up to the top and then go ahead and just arrest the New World Order bankers instead of having them take over the planet and feed the entire economy into their coffers?
Well, that would be the ideal, obviously, but we're already seeing a tremendous amount of reluctance to investigate, let alone prosecute Madoff and his circle of particulars. And to give you an example, I mean, look at the AIPAC spy trial. I mean, how many years that has been delayed and that has been delayed? There are some secrets at the core of the U.S. government that, if they were exposed, would trigger a revolt within 24 hours. And they're trying to protect those. And anybody who's connected to those secrets, anybody who's got that inside information, they become the untouchables. Nothing can be allowed to happen to them. And so as a result, you have to get into this situation where they wind up being protected. And we're not going to see legal action. We're not going to see, you know, there'll be a call for a special prosecutor. There'll be a call for a new investigation, which will go absolutely no place. And we're already seeing where they're talking about they don't want to do the clawbacks on Bernie Madoff's pyramid scheme because they don't know, they don't want it exposed who made the money off of that, because we're talking about $65 billion in losses. What they're not talking about is all the people who made money and where that money went. We know that some of that money went to certain pro-Israel foundations and organizations, which then funneled that money through AIPAC to the campaign war chest of congressmen who are pro-Israel. So Bernie Madoff, at the very least, is known to be part of the funding mechanism by which AIPAC bought the U.S. Congress away from the American people. So I don't think we're going to be able to see much luck in going after indictments and grand juries. I mean, you know, we're letting the people who committed torture walk free. Spain is going to indict and try them in absentia. But our own governmental system is protecting its own. And that is why, ultimately, I think the ultimate outcome of our current historical period is we're going to see the U.S. government collapse the way the old USSR did. Sooner would be better than later. And the players are just going to line their own pockets as much as they can between now and when they have to head for the border.
Well, we're already seeing a lot of elites in the last 5 years leave the United States, and they're leaving Israel. They're even leaving England. They're moving to the Cook Islands, Australia, New Zealand, Paraguay. So we see the elite actually exiting Western nations.
Yeah, I think they understand the writing is on the wall. And as we keep saying, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And that seems to be going on right now. Certainly, my opinion of Barack Obama is that he does not appear to be doing anything at all consistent with the idea that the U.S. economy can be saved in the long term. Everything right now is just grab the money and give it to this favored crony and grab more money and give it to that favored supporter. And he's not doing any of the things that would be consistent with restarting the U.S. economy and getting
now,
it running again.
Mike, to be specific, you were a Barack Obama supporter. Now he's been in office a couple months. What's your take on him now?
Well, the honeymoon is definitely over, and the condom wrappers are on the floor, and we got, you know. I was favoring Barack Obama marginally over John McCain. I really wanted Ron Paul, as so many Americans did. But when it became obvious that Ron Paul was simply not going to be allowed to get near the convention floors, and we came down to that awful choice of the lesser of two evils, and I still don't know that John McCain would have been any better at this. It does seem that they're both owned by the same interests, and really the difference between Republican and Democrat appears to be almost purely cosmetic. And it's almost irrelevant who's in the White House right now. They're all pushing this same agenda, this globalism, this one world government. And I got to tell you, every time I hear global governance or new world order or one world government, I keep thinking, you know, that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Rome tried to do. That's what Hitler tried to do. This idea of a single global government is nothing but the vanity of the rich and powerful run amok. And it never works out well for the ordinary people of the planet Earth.
Well, I mean, that's the issue, is that Barack Obama, in a way, is worse than McCain, because McCain was a dead horse. You know, mm-hmm. He was angry. He was not that smart. He was discredited. He was associated with Bush, the last phase of the New World Order. But with Obama, it's a fresh horse in the race, or a fresh boxer. They put him in, and the public is kind of fooled just long enough for him to sucker punch us, you know, with the New World Order. And now he's betrayed everything he said he'd do on the lobbyists and the wars and warrantless wiretapping and no rights for detainees. I mean, the looting, $12.8 trillion. I mean, this guy's got it in high gear. And the Obama zombies have invested themselves in him, and most of them, didn't just vote for Obama to repudiate Bush like you did. They voted for him because they fully bought into it. So, see, that's why I was saying Obama was worse, was because he could sucker the people better.
Well, I don't know that he's suckering them all that well. And again, this gets back to the idea of the alternative media being the venue of truth right now. I think the disillusionment in Obama is quite palpable. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, he's got to be an improvement because he's our first black president. But you know something? Idi Amin was a black president. That didn't work out too well for the people of his country. So we've got to move away from whether Obama was black or white, and we've got to look at what the guy is doing. And what the guy is doing is just more of the same. I'm thoroughly disillusioned with him. There was a story we ran earlier today. Bob Dylan, who had supported him, is now backing off and saying it was a mistake. It's getting harder and harder to find somebody who truly is still fanatically believing in Barack Obama outside of his immediate circle of financial supporters. And I got to tell you, I don't even trust the polling numbers that we're seeing regarding his public approval, because they're not lining up with the numerous online polls that we're seeing in websites, including my own. We're not seeing it's more the same. He's going to do what he's being told to do, and then the corporate media will lie and tell us that we all love him and therefore we should shut up about it.
Well, I mean, that's the big issue here, is that a lot of people were so horrified by Bush and the secret arrest and the torture and the wars, they said, look, we just hope Obama's better. And then now, if you criticize Obama, some of the more uninformed supporters think that you're saying the Republicans are good. No, that's the whole point. That's why we made the Obama deception. It's showing you that there's a puppet master controlling both puppets, and we want the people to look past the puppets to the puppet master and what their agenda is. Hey, let's indict and arrest the bankers. And, you know, Mike, you're saying that's going to be hard to do because you have this shared corruption in the establishment that's bringing down Mexico, that brought down Rome, that's, you know, brought down so many ancient and modern civilizations and nations, where soon it's just a bunch of crooks and none of them will control the other ones. So they just steal everything and then everything falls apart. We're now entering that phase. I mean, clearly they're leaving nothing in the nation when they steal the GDP in 6 months. And so you have this shared corruption. As things get worse and worse, we've got to explain to people, either the globalists stay in power and get more control out of the crisis they created, or we put the brakes on it and say, arrest these criminals. You know, instead of just protesting, I don't like the bailout, I don't like the banks, go, these are a bunch of crooks. We've got to arrest these people. You know, that needs to be the mantra, is prosecute them for the crimes they've committed. That is the only way, because they're going to continue to control the voting machines. They're going to continue to control both parties. So the revolution is just enforcing the law and arresting these people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think once you get into that area where we the people are going to start enforcing the laws of this country, then it's a whole different dynamic. What it really comes down to, though, if you look about all this 12 trillion dollars that has been dumped in debt on the American people, we the American people don't have to pay it. I mean, if you really think about it, go through the Constitution and somebody show me where I signed a contract that I would allow the government to borrow this money and stick me with the payments, because I don't remember ever doing that. There is no such contract. And the bottom line is American people have to start thinking about this. If the U.S. government goes away, if we stop doing what the government says, if we simply do not cooperate, if we walk away and let it collapse, it's going to take that debt with it, and we're not going to have to pay it. And so this is something that those people are saying, we should support the government, right or wrong and everything. Okay, but if you do, it's going to cost you $40,000 plus accruing interest to support the government. And at the end, after you've worked your life away to pay off that debt, you're still going to have a government that's fondling you at the airports, reading your emails, listening to your phone calls, watching you with TV cameras. What kind of a deal is that after a lifetime of work? And I think people are looking at that very hard right now.
Well, exactly. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And we have admitted offshore banks and corporations that have gotten the lion's share of the $12.8 trillion just out of the U.S. taxpayers. It's close to $12 trillion from all the other nations that are run by these private banking cartels, feeding into them. They've cut off liquidity. They're greedily killing the real economy so they, the fiat economy, the vampire economy, can come in and consolidate. This is a great conquest. This is a usurper group taking over our society. I mean, this is designed, Mike. Their own documents show it. And I don't think the public, as mad as they are now, has realized the full horror of what we're facing.
Well, it really comes down to a very simple fact. The instant you start a debt-based economic system, such as the Federal Reserve, the moment it goes into operation, more money is owed to that central bank than is actually in existence. And the only way such a system can continue to operate is there must always be an ever-expanding population of borrowers, which are used to create new money, or the country must engage in wars of conquest to loot other nations to bring that extra money back in to pay the existing loans to the central bank. The problem with creating such a central bank on a global scale is there is no way for new money to come into the system, and the people living under that system will be permanently, perpetually enslaved to debt in perpetuity. Their children, their grandchildren, forever.
And by the way, Mike, as you know, I want you to speak to this. We saw the spectacle last week at the G20 meeting with literally hundreds of mainstream news articles, Time Magazine, Obama's New World Order, you know, London Telegraph, other headlines, world leaders hail birth of New World Order, and then they define the New World Order. They say it's a global private central bank that will set currencies, values, that will set interest rates, and that will set the tax rates of the nations where there's nowhere to run. And they said there'll be nowhere to run, and the bankers were all smiling and laughing, saying we'll dominate everything. I mean, the criminals that engineered the collapse are openly saying it's a Ponzi scheme to get control of the planet, and that we're going to literally be serfs to them. And the OECD, their big management group, says they want a global tax of over 80% on the average person, because they state they want a post-industrial economy. It's the parasite economy, the fake bank economy, waging war on the real economy. Can you speak to that?
Well, economies do wage war on each other. And years ago when they were talking about clash of civilization between the West and the Muslim world, it's because at the core of it, it's two different banking systems. The Western system is based on compounding of interest, which has led to runaway debt and ruination for millions of people while creating vast amounts of wealth concentrated in the hands of a few people. On the other hand, you have the Islamic banking system where loans are handled as a flat fee and there's no compounding of interest. And the Islamic bankers are not incredibly wealthy, but right now the Islamic banks are absolutely immune from all of this meltdown and derivatives problem that is crippling the Western banks. So when they talk about clash of civilizations, yeah, they're talking about war between different economic models. What was the war between the United States and Russia? Capitalism versus communism. What was the war against Italy? Capitalism against fascism. Now we've become the fascist, and we're attempting to bring fascism to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world is starting to dig in their heels. And that, unfortunately, bodes very, very ill for the future of the United States, because we cannot win a new world war. We don't have the manufacturing capacity to do it.
Well, what about the Civil War, according to Lincoln and others? What was about economic control? Was the North going to control Western expansion, or was the South? It all comes back to this.
Yes, it absolutely does. And Lincoln had the advantage that he could use the emancipation of the slaves as a popularizing device for the Civil War. If he hadn't had that, I think the North would have actually lost the Civil War.
That was their moral authority.
That was the moral authority, yes. And our country doesn't really have a moral authority to work with right now. They're trying to find one. They're trying to find a new Emmanuel Goldstein supervillain. They had Osama bin Laden, but too many people know he's dead. They tried to float Adam Gadan, the American Al-Qaeda. Too many people know that he's actually the grandson of an ADL person. And it just goes on and on. They're trying to manufacture a villain or a cause or something from which they can derive moral authority to invade somebody else's home. And they're trying to do it in a world that knows the United States government lied to start the war in Iraq. They're raising on a busted flesh here, but they don't have any choice. The people who control them won't let them step off the path, won't let them change course, won't listen to reason that this is not going to work. They're going to roll the dice with millions of other people's lives and just see, hey, let's see what happens. That'll be fun.
Because you can attack the globalists, but one thing you got to give them is they are bold. They are cunning. They have amazing will. And they will risk the whole planet. It's like when they detonated the first A-bomb, most of the scientists thought it was going to ignite the entire atmosphere and destroy the planet. That's on record, but they still did it. So just like the Hadron Heavy Collider, some of their physicists said this could create a black hole or a strangelet. Let's do it. You got to give it to them. They are bold. They are cunning. They are ruthless. They are reckless.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
All right, final segment with Mike Rivero. Then I'm going to get into Glenn Beck and his disinformation for 30 minutes. Then we have a guest coming on with just a very painful story. But her son was killed on the Greyhound bus 8 months ago. The person cut his head off, stabbed him over 100 times, ate his eyeballs. And they're talking about letting him out of jail. So another psychiatric person on Prozac. That is coming up. He killed him with a knife. It would have been a gun. They'd be trying to ban the guns, I guess. Just a horrid story, but we're going to be covering it. And then we're going to have open phones in the fourth hour today. Wide open phones. I got a lot of other news here as well. But I wanted to play this clip for Mike Rivero. This is an amazing clip. Last night, Lou Dobbs, we're analyzing this clip right now, short clip. Lou Dobbs has got the president of Mexico on, and I listen to Mexican radio. And they have it in some English versions as well. And they admit that the government's laundering the drugs, that most of the Mexican government is, that U.S. banks even have a loophole where they can launder the money. And it's now in the ABC News about big banks and brokerage firms doing it. And Calderon says, look, you got government officials helping in the U.S. And Lou Dobbs says, yeah, I've looked at this. I have to agree with you. So it's all coming out, folks. All the lies, like Mike Rivero just said, are coming out. Here it is.
And at the Mexican border tonight, strong words from President Felipe Calderon of Mexico in response to mounting violence in his country in the war on the drug cartels. President Calderon met with Attorney General Eric Holder and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano to talk about actions against illegal aliens, guns, and drugs. President Calderon made his position on drug trafficking crystal clear. He said that the United States is just as guilty of corruption as Mexico.
It is impossible to pass tons of drugs or cocaine to U.S. without some grade of complicity of some American authorities. There is traffic in Mexico because there is corruption in Mexico, and that is true. But with the same argument, if there is traffic in the United States, it is because there is some corruption in the United States.
I don't often agree with President Calderon on any issue. This time I have to. There is no other explanation. It goes well beyond indifference and apathy to the fact that this country has tolerated that border being violated by drug traffickers who bring in, from Mexico, methamphetamines, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana. In fact, Mexico is the largest source. And for us as a nation to have tolerated the immense loss of life, the devastation of lives to addiction of drugs, most of which, again, originate in Mexico, can only be explained by corruption.
All right, let me stop right there. I'm going to hold Mike over 5 more minutes so he can comment. Ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to Lou Dobbs off air. I've had him on air before. He is the real deal. He has a contract where he can say what he wants. He's being attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a white supremacist because he's fighting the New World Order. That's what they do. He ought to sue them. I'm also attacked in this issue. So the point is, Lou Dobbs is for real. He's got a lot of courage. Glenn Beck is a counterfeit of a patriot meant to co-opt our movement. And, Mike, I want you to comment on the drug dealing, but also want you to comment. It wasn't hard to predict that Beck was acting like a patriot from his past activities and was going to, quote, debunk the FEMA camps when he promised to, you know, investigate them. And he sure enough did that last night with a straw man argument. So what do you think of that clip? And then on to Glenn Beck.
Well, unfortunately, I was not able to hear the clip when you were playing it, so I'm not exactly sure. But, I mean, there's no secret that our government has been involved with drug dealing going way, way back. The Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University was funded with opium money. We had heroin coming in during Vietnam, Iran-Contra, and all the cocaine. So it's a known fact our government leaders are drug traffickers.
All right, Mike, stay there. I've been trying to talk to you during breaks, and you haven't heard me either. We've got some connection issue there in Hawaii with you or something. I've been wanting to talk to you off air anyway. So come back, recap what you just said. That is so important. Then we'll move on to Mr. Beck.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.